Blog Talk Radio.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, the microphone was off. But Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. Hallelujah. At least I can say it was to me. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. When I look back over my life and really sit down and meditate on the things that I've been through, I can honestly say that Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Even when I didn't know him and didn't want to be bothered with him when I did know him, you know, back in the day and wanted to do my own thing and didn't want to be bothered with him, I can still say that Jesus was still the best thing and is still the best thing that has ever happened to me. I've been married, I have children, and all of that stuff is great, but Jesus still tops it all. He's still the best thing that ever happened to me. I mean, I can't say that I ever won the lottery, but I've had some good things happen to me in my life, some really good things. But even over the really good things that have happened in my life, Jesus, he still tops it all. Why? Because he, when I was down, he lifted me. When I was sick, he healed me. When I didn't know what to do, where to go, who to talk to, Jesus was right there the whole time. Sometimes I didn't even acknowledge him being there, but he was still there. He's the best thing to ever happen to me. Do you get what I'm saying? If you just think about it, and if you was honest with yourself, you could say the same thing. Look, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've been in different churches. I've been in different cities. I've been in different states. I've been out of the country several times. And all that stuff was good. But I can still say that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Jesus, if I won $10 million tomorrow, Jesus is still the best thing that ever happened to me. You know why? Because money's going to pass away. Things are going to pass away. People are going to pass away. But Jesus, he ain't going nowhere. He going nowhere. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. That's what the Word of God says. So if Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to you, why don't you call in? Get your friends to call in and tell me a little bit why Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to you. Have Bishop Scott on the line, and I know he can say that Jesus is the best thing to happen to him.
Amen.
Even though he has a beautiful wife by his side, who he's been with for 14 years. Yeah, we've been married for 13. But we can say without a doubt that who's the best thing that ever happened to you?
Jesus.
All right, all right, all right. So you have anything you want to say, sir?
Well, I just want to echo what you said. He's been so good to me, I don't know. From day one right on through to this 61st year of my life, well, I'll be 62 this year, and every good thing has ever happened to me. The best things I would say has happened to me, he's been involved in it. He's led me through it. He's guided me through it. He's allowed me to see it. Every single wonderful thing in my life, I don't care, even my marriage, there in 1999, November the 4th, and the celebration on December the 31st. Wonderful. It was all about God. He was a part of it. We were married in church. We were married both times, ceremoniously and officially by ministers of God. He was a part of the service in a special way. The words that were said, the vows that were exchanged, many were from the Word of God itself, the Bible. I mean, my ordination so many years ago when I first started preaching at 12 years old. I mean, so many things. The birth of my children, grandchildren, all of that. All had something to do with him. And I've given him praise. Even in the most difficult times in my life, he's been there. I don't care whether it's my surgeries or when I died a couple of times in my life, I saw death. But he reprieved me. He spared me so many times that I should have died. He spared me, and so I don't have nothing but wonderful things to say about him. I look at my cerebral palsy not as a tragedy, but as a testimony as to the power of God in a person's life, and I just thank God from whom all blessings flow. I thank him for this day. I wasn't guaranteed this day, but his graciousness, his love, and his mercy allowed me and us to see this day. The chain of our family has gone unbroken this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Children are still alive. Grandchildren are still alive. Our siblings just got off the phone with both of our sisters, your sister Shirley calling first and my sister Rhonda calling next, so we know that the family's going unbroken this day. That's all we have. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but we can say thus far into this day, our family is gone, the chain is gone unbroken, and everyone is in good report. And so we thank God for all of that. And I just appreciate all that he's been in my life. Like that song goes, if heaven never was promised to me, it was still worth having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, he brought me the light. And I just thank God for the opportunity to share those few moments with your listening audience, both there in the studio, in the chat room, and later on in the archives. Thank you for the opportunity, Evangelist Scott, for that, for this chance to testify to the goodness of the Lord in my life, in our life, and in the lives of those who mean the most to us. Amen.
Amen. Well, like I said before, and I have to keep saying it over and over again, that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to us. I love that song. It's an old song by Reverend James Cleveland. And if you just think about it, it said, he said, I've had my share of life's ups and downs. God's been good to me.
Or whatever.
And he said, the downs have been few. Well, I guess you can say, God has blessed me. He says, Jesus is the best thing. Now, the original song was by Gladys Knight, I believe it was. But she wasn't singing about Jesus. But he changed the words and said, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And he said, if anyone should ever write my life story, just tell them.
For whatever
reason. Just tell them Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's the bottom line. Just tell them. If you got anything you want to say about Teresa Jeanette Scott, just tell them that
Jesus
is the best thing that ever happened to her.
That ever happened.
If we will begin to just say these things about each other, Jesus is the best thing, that would stop some of this gossip and stop some of this backbiting and stuff that's going on. If we just stop and say Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to them, people will stop coming with the gossip. They will stop coming with the backbiting. If we would just say Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to them, well, you know, so-and-so, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to them. And, you know, sometimes some people, we don't even recognize the fact that, guess what, Jesus really is the best thing that ever happened to us. He really is. Jesus, nobody can top Jesus. Nobody. Confucius didn't come back yet. Muhammad didn't come back yet. Buddha, he ain't never been nobody to come back. So he ain't came back yet. He's just a statue somebody made up.
Oh, no, he was alive.
What?
He was real.
Buddha?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he was real. He still ain't come back.
Come back, though.
He not here.
He's dead.
He dead. He never rose again. He never went to hell and took the keys. Death, hell, and the grave. He never did that. He's not sitting at the right hand of power right now, interceding for us. No other deity that's been lauded and applauded has done anything that Jesus has done. He's more than a great prophet. He's more than, you know, Mary's baby. I even hear people refer to him right now as baby Jesus. Jesus ain't no baby.
Little baby.
I'm glad he's not a baby, because if he was still a baby, that means that Jesus didn't go to the cross and die for me yet.
A baby.
He's not a baby, Jesus. He over 2,000 years old.
Little,
and he went to the cross for me. He went to the cross for me. For my sins. He went to the cross for you. For your sins.
Isn't it awesome?
Yes, Jesus. This Jesus that I'm talking about, this Yahshua HaMashiach, this Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Yeah, I've been through stuff in my life. Who hasn't? But even through that, if I just look back over my life, if I just look back over it and think about it, who was there with me all the time? He was there all the time. That's the name of a song. He was there
all the time.
He has never left me. He has never forsaken me. Even when I turned my back on him, he never left me. It was me turning my back on him. But even in all of that, you know, God's been gracious to me. You know, Jesus, that mercy is new every day. You know, his grace has still been sufficient for me, even when I wasn't who I was supposed to be, even when I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. Don't you know that his grace and his mercy still kept me? In my foolishness, in my stubbornness, in my rebellion. Am I bragging about that? No, because we don't never know when God's grace and mercy may just run out for us. We don't want to walk around and take God's grace for granted. We don't want to continue in sin so that grace may abound. Paul said, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? And then he answered his own question. He said, what, Bishop Scott?
My Lord.
No, he said, God forbid.
Oh, you asked me a question.
Yes.
Amen.
Say, my Lord.
My God.
No, he said, God forbid.
Forbid it.
Sometimes I just don't know about this man right here, Bishop Scott.
Only for 61 years, I don't know.
Anyway, getting back to the point.
The point is
that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. Yes, my husband is a comedian.
That ever happened.
Now he wants to sing.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Thank you.
And it's so true. It's a song, you know. It's the truth of the matter. He's wonderful. He is wonderful. He's real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yes. He gave me the victory. Come, folks. Talk about him. I don't know. Got the words. Oh, Lord. You know the truth of the matter. That's why I love him so. He's a real to me. He's
okay.
Real, you know, people. He's real. Real. How about you? But he's real to me, child.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know about you, but he's a real thing to me. He's so real. He's so real. Jesus is real to me. Ooh, he is real. What did you just say? I thought you were going on. Go on, people. Go on now. Go on now.
Go on. Oh, man. I'm glad these programs are not scripted at all.
Oh, God.
They're not scripted. I don't think we could have wrote a script for this one right here.
Not this one.
But it's okay. Jesus is Lord. We're supposed to have fun.
That's right.
Laughter is good. It's a medicine.
Medicine.
To the soul.
The very soul.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're just going to play another song right now because my husband got me over here laughing. But, we're going to play this song right here.
It's so good. Come on.
mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Have we told God how mighty he is lately?
Nope.
Hallelujah. God, I'm telling you now, you are so mighty. You already know that, but I just want to say it out loud that you are mighty, Lord God. You are awesome, Lord God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I tell you what, God is God. There is no other God. And just as you know, every time I get on the phone, the telephone wants to ring. Let me see if I can get this, and I'll just play you one real song, another song, and then we're going to come back and just praise the.
Hello?
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 Splendor of the King. Close in majesty.
Hello?
Let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in love. And darkness tries to hide. And trembles at his voice. Trembles at his voice. How great.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 62:11 says, once God has spoken, twice I've heard this, that power belongs to God. He is the true and great God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Job 26:14 says, behold, these are but the outskirts of his ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of him, but the thunder of his power, who can understand? We're talking about the greatness of God, the greatness of God. God is, can you explain God to me? Can you just explain God to me? I can't explain him. I can't explain him. I don't know if you can. Can you explain them, Bishop?
There are no words to explain them. Any adjective, any noun, any pronoun that you attempt to use to describe God will always come up short. He's Savior, He's Redeemer, He's Creator, He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He's wonderful, He's marvelous. He's a counselor, he's the Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He satisfies, he delivers. He's a pavilion that we can hide in. He's a refuge in time of trouble. He's an answer when there is no answer. He's hope in the most hopeless situations. He can love us even when we're not lovely. All of that and so much more. What words could be sufficient? Like the hymn writer once said, oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. Then the part of that that says, if I had 1,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. If I would use every word in the dictionary, whether it be Webster or American Heritage or some other dictionary, to try to define who he is, it would all come up insufficient, not enough. Doesn't completely describe him. Like an old saying, he's indescribable. I believe that's true. He's really indescribable. And then he's so much to so many people, so many different things to so many different people. He's a healer to some people. He's a deliverer to other people. He's a friend to others. A father to us all. So much he is. What can we say? What can we say? Just when we think we've said enough, he does something else more marvelous than the last thing he did. More wonderful than what he was yesterday. More complete than he was the day before. More satisfying than we ever hoped for anyone to be. He fulfills my desires, my hopes, my dreams, my aspirations. He fulfills it all. And if we would say more, it would still come up short.
I think so.
It would all come up short, no matter what we say.
I think so. I have a Bible verse here, though, that I think is really excellent. Exodus.
Yes.
Exodus chapter 34, verses 5-7. And it says, I'm reading out of the King James Version. It says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, talking about Moses, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodliness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and the third and the fourth generation. But another version says it like this. It says, then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord,
the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger. So we want to first say the compassionate and gracious God, okay? Slow to anger, abounding in his love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Okay? This is who God is. God is the only one who can really forgive our sin. He's the only one. But because of his compassionate compassion and his graciousness, he forgives us. We sin every day. Those of us that have accepted Jesus Christ into our heart, we still sin every day. But God's graciousness and his mercy that he gives to us each and every day, you won't find that in any other person. You can't find that in a fairy tale God. You can't find that in a God that somebody made with their own hands. And a lot of people don't believe that God is God. I hear people say, y'all believing in something that y'all can't see. Y'all believing in a God who, you know, nobody's ever seen. Well, I never saw Confucius. I never saw Buddha. I never saw Muhammad. I don't know. If somebody out there has seen any of them, call me. Let me know. Because I ain't seen none of them. Just like I haven't seen God with my natural eyes. But I believe in my heart, beyond a shadow of doubt, that God is real. Why do I believe that? Because I believe his word. Why do I believe that? Because I have trusted God, and God has proven himself to me over and over and over and over and over again. God has done that. He has proven himself to me. So I believe God. I believe him. I've never seen him with my natural eyes. You've never seen him with your natural eyes. But guess what? God is real whether you believe him or not. God is great whether you believe it or not. God is gracious whether you believe it or not. He is merciful whether you believe it or not. He just is. He spoke and the earth was formed. How much stuff can you form with your mouth? He spoke and said, let there be light, and there was light. Let Pico come to your house and turn off your electric or whatever your electric company is. And you say, let there be light, and see if that light going to come back on until you pay that bill. But when God spoke, everything obeyed him. Everything obeyed him. They didn't question him. They just came into being when God said what he said. It just happened that way. Let there be light, and there was light. The darkness had to give way to the light. God created the animals just by speaking. That's God. Now, tell me this. Why is it so easy for people to believe in a sonic boom? I'm just asking. It's easier to believe in science because some man said so. But people want to take the word of God and question the word of God. God just is. Okay? We're never going to find where he began because he didn't begin. He just was. Our finite minds can never understand God. We'll never understand in our finite minds. But guess what? We're not supposed to understand him in our finite mind. God is a spirit, and so are we. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. But we tend to what? Forget that. We tend to forget that we're a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We usually say it the wrong way. But it don't matter how we say it. God is God. And he's going to be God whether we believe him or not. The song said, how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is he to you? How great is God to you? Is he only great because he can give you stuff? Is God only great because, you know, when you're sick, he heal your body? Is God only great because he help you to pay your bills? You know, he give you a little, he allow you to get a little bit of money here and there, or a lot of money, or whatever your case may be. Is he only great when he, when positive things are happening, when everybody's talking good about you, when everything's going well, you know, all your bills are paid, your refrigerator's full, your freezer's full, your kids are acting like they got sense, they made the honor roll, you know, everybody came home today safe and sound. Is God only good then? I rarely hear people say how good God is when the when the money is shorter than the bills. I rarely hear people say how good God is when they're looking, you know, to have an operation. I rarely hear people say how good God is when their husband decides to leave them, or their wife decides to leave them, or the kids are acting crazy, or all hell is broke loose. And I'm talking to myself first, because I know things have gone crazy in my life, and I didn't say, God, I thank you. I'm not, no, I ain't never said, God, I thank you, everything, all hell broke loose. No, who's thankful that all hell broke loose? But we thankful, we should be thankful that God is with us when the hell broke loose. I'm talking about retrospect because of the stuff that I did when I was going through. I murmured, I complained, I questioned God. Why this? God, why you allowing this? God, why this? Why? I don't never ask God, why you blessing me? When he blessed me, I don't say, God, why are you blessing me? You just got to bless me now, huh? What did I do to deserve this? I don't never ask God that. But even when I murmured and complained, God was still God. He didn't change himself not once when he, no matter what I was doing, no matter what I was going through, no matter what I was saying, God didn't change himself not once because of me. And guess what? He not going to change. God is just God, and he's not going to change. And if we expect him to change, for us or because of us, not going to happen. Hey, Barbara Mack, you could call in on this topic, Barbara Mack, because you this morning were talking about God. Can we really explain him? All I know is that he's awesome. That's just a word that we can come up with. We really can't come up with how good God is. We just can't. I don't care how much we think about it. We can't come up with how to really explain God, but what I can tell you is that I know that God's been good to me. I can tell you that. I can tell you that God has kept me, even in my foolishness, even in my waywardness. God has been there for me. And I just got to say that I thank God for that. I thank God for everything he's done for me. When the doctors came with the bad reports, God was there, right there with me. Right there with me. He never left me. Yes, my husband was there. Yes, there were some other people around. But God, in a midnight hour, God is there. When my husband is sleeping and I just need to cry out to God, God is right there. He's not too busy with somebody else that he can't take care of me. How do you explain that? See, with us, with people, we got to go to sleep. You know, we got to go to appointments. We got to go do other things. You know, I might have time for you. I might not have time for you. But God,
When you have a relationship with God, he's there all the time. He never fails us. He never leaves us. God is not wishy-washy. He don't like me today and not going to like me tomorrow. He not loving me today and going to hate me tomorrow. That's not God. But God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that God, he never changes. He's not a fair-weather God. Today is only 20-something degrees. On Wednesday, it's supposed to be 61 degrees. With God, he's always the same. He's always the same. He's not high one day and then low the next day. He's not forgiving today and then tomorrow he's not going to forgive you. Now, unless you just out and out go out there and blaspheme the Holy Ghost and you just decide that you want to go all out and serve the devil, okay, then, you know, he's still going to be God. He's still not going to change. It's you that done changed, not him. Let's get that straight. God's not going to change for us. He's going to be awesome, whether you believe it or not. He's going to be all power, whether you believe it or not. He's going to be all knowing, whether you believe it or not. He's going to be every place at one time, whether you believe it or not. God is going to be God. And what I do know is this, that people put more stock and trust in the devil than they do God. People put more stock and trust in what they see than they do God. People will trust other things and other people before they trust God because they can see other things and they can see other people but can't see God. But if you have a relationship with God, you can see him, but you see him in the spirit. I'm just telling you what I know. The times that things have not gone right for me is because I didn't trust God. I didn't put my trust in him. I put my trust in people and things. I can say that without fear of contradiction. I put my trust in people and things. And those people and those things couldn't do nothing for me. Now, there might have been a person or two that I could call and ask them to pray for me. But I'm talking about people in general. But I can tell you this. I can call on God, and he might not answer me right at that moment when I cry out to him. Or I might not see the manifestation of that prayer at that moment that I'm crying out to him. Let me say it that way. But when he answers me, it's always on time. When he answers my husband, it's always on time. When he answers you, it's always on time. And the songwriter, somebody said, he may not come when you want him, but he's on time. And Dottie People say, he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said, well, I called God, and I asked God to do X, Y, Z, and he didn't answer my prayer. Did you really trust God? Or did you get all up in a mix and decide to try to fix it your own self? I've done that too. But even despite all of that, God is still God and God is still good. Believe it? Don't believe it. God is still God and God is still good. We will teach our children about everything else. We'll teach them about evolution. We'll teach them, tell them, start them off lying. We start our kids off lying with this Santa Claus crap. Santa Claus coming to your house. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. But guess what? I remember when I was a little girl, when I was sick and blood was coming out of my mouth, and I didn't know what was wrong with me in that foster home that I was living in. That woman didn't call Santa Claus. She stood in the middle of that floor and called on Jesus. Then when I got up the next morning, I was healed. My gums were pink. There was no blood nowhere. I was healthy. There was no pain in my body. I remember that. She stood down them steps and she cried out to God the Father in the name of Jesus. When I woke up, I was healed. That's an on-time God. That's an awesome God. That's a mighty God. That's a powerful God. That's a healing God. That's a delivering God. That's a saving God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, yeah, we've let these things become cliches. We let these things just be something to say. But if you sit back and look over your life and you think about it, you could say honestly that God is a good God. Yes, he is. And maybe if we get back to singing some of those kind of songs so we can just really say, God is a good God. There is no one like you, God. There is no one like you. The guy said, I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you, Lord. Nobody greater. That's what he said. I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody. And we got people now searching all over. Women looking to men. Men looking to women. People looking to stuff. God allowed me to get some stuff. And I'm sitting there saying, now what? This stuff, what value does this stuff have? It can't save my soul. It can't get me to heaven or keep me out of hell. It can't heal my body when I need to be healed. It can't wipe my tears away when I'm crying in the midnight hour or even in the midday when I'm crying and nobody knows why I'm crying. Nobody even cares why I'm crying, but God knows. That 32-inch TV can't do nothing for me. There's nothing even on television that I can look at that can make me, you know, feel good like God can. It might offer a temporary, ha-ha, you know, but that's not helping me. There's a song that says, God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never, ever going back on his word. The song is called God Is. We used to sing that when I was in senior high school. We used to sing that on the choir. God is. God is. God is the joy. He's the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's never, ever going back on his word. Never. Not once has God gone back on his word as far as my life is concerned. As far as I read the Bible, God ain't never going back on his word. God don't have to repent. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should ever repent. God's not like us. Come on now. I can hear a Barbara Mack say, I'm with you when you're right. But if nobody was with me, I know this for a fact, that God is, and he's not going to change. I don't care who likes it, who doesn't like it, how many reports come out and say that God's not real, how many people stand up and say that God's not real. I tell you this, I know for a fact that God is real. I know for a fact that God is real. He's real. John P. Key says, Jesus is real. I know the Lord is real to me. I can't think. But John P. Key sings it. Was that John P. Key? Yeah, John P. Key. Jesus is real. And we sit back and listen to some of those songs and just really meditate on how real God is, how real Jesus is, how real he is. I'm telling you, some of the stuff that we go through, we could go through it easier if we just really remind ourselves how real he is. He's not just something somebody decided to write about in a book. This Bible, God wrote this Bible. This is his handiwork. He's real. That's all I know, that God is real. We just played the songs and how great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. Amen. We have Evangelist Barbara Mack on the line. Evangelist Barbara Mack.
Yes, ma'am.
I hear you, honey bunny.
Okay, you can hear me then, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to me. And the reason I can say he's the best thing that ever happened to me, Teresa, he changed my whole life, W-H-O-L-E.
Wow.
He changed the whole life. Yeah, he turned my whole world around. I was in another world. And in that world, I could not be blessed, and things was going bad for me. But I decided to give him a try. And I'm so glad this evening that I did, because of this. He turned that whole thing around. He made me a brand new creature in him. And today I can tell him thank you. And where the scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. He didn't pick certain people and say if certain people are in him. He said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things has passed away. And behold, all things has become new. Oh, yeah. I'm hoping to have a great testimony for you in a few days.
Amen.
By Friday. If everything go according, all I can do is tell God thank you. I was coming from this place today where the Lord led me. And around 4 o'clock, I had to get up out of there. I couldn't stay any longer. And I was coming on down the road, and the Lord know what I need. My third oldest son was coming out of the service station, and he come behind me blowing and everything. And I asked him if he was going home. He told me yes. I told him to come on. So I led the way, went on to his house. And I didn't even see his wife till the last minute. She was in the yard getting out of her car. And he got out of his truck, and he and I and the baby, we went on in the house. But when I got in the house, he said, this is what the Lord told me to do. And he handed his hand out to me, and I hand my hand out to him. And he placed a $100 bill in it. He said, instantly, as soon as I saw you, God told me to give you $100.
Amen.
I said, well, look at this, because I got to come up with five. I got to come up with 500. And so that was the first 100, and I'm trusting the Lord for the other four.
Amen.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. He opened doors. He make ways. He oh my goodness. He is the great I am.
Yes, he is.
He's almighty. He's got all power. There's nothing too hard for him to do. And not just because he blessed me financially now, but because he is who he says he is.
Yes.
Yeah, if we'll just allow him to be the Lord of our life. Hallelujah.
Yes,
yeah, so I came in, was checking the emails, and I saw your reminder, and I said, let me call in and let her know he's the best thing ever happened to me. I don't know about nobody else now, but he's
I can just tell by your testimony that he's the best thing that ever happened to you. And I was I was thinking about you earlier today, because I was messaging somebody on Facebook, and I was trying to get them to see how, you know, God's been there all the time, but you know, how you don't have a job and God supplies for you every day.
All right.
You don't have a physical job. I mean, you go out there and you clean people's houses and you bless the poor and you do this, that, and the other, but you're not doing it for a salary. You're doing it because you love God and you love his people. And, you know, you actually came to mind that, you know, this woman don't have no 9 to 5 or 8 to 4 or 7 to 3. She don't have no job. You know, that's a bona fide job like we have, I'm saying.
Yeah.
God supplies your need every day. Like,
amen.
You know, you might not have every single thing that you want, but God supplies your need every day. And then he began to cause me to think about the stuff that, you know, there's been times where my husband and I had, we were down to absolutely nothing. But then God somehow, some way provided. He made a way out of no way. I remember when I was in the hospital, and we tell this testimony often, that one time I was in the hospital. Now, I don't remember why I was in there, but I remember we had nothing. We didn't have any food in the house. We didn't have any money to pay the pending bills. I mean, shut-off notices and everything was going on. We had nothing. And my husband said, now, I was in the hospital and he was home. But the way he tells the story, I know it was true. He said he cried out to God, and the way he cried out to God, the way he described it, I mean, look, God looked down and saw his son in need, and God opened up the door and made a way out of no way. I'm telling you, somebody came and put a check in his hand. They came to the hospital, because that's where I was at. My husband was up there visiting me after he had that prayer session with God, and a person came up and handed him a check, and he didn't know the check was going to be that amount that it was, because the person kept asking him, how much do you need? And, you know, my husband is not going to over-exaggerate anything. He's going to tell you, you know, well, maybe if you can help me with this, or maybe you can. And the person said, well, I said, how much do you need? Anyway, to make a long story short, the man blessed him. That's all I can say. God used this man to bless him. We had, I tell you, nothing. Everything was about to get shut off. Okay? But God. That's all I can say. But God, so we know that Jesus is the best thing that has ever happened to us. We know that without Jesus, we'd be on our way straight to what? Hell.
Amen. Well, yeah. I know this. I've never needed anything that I asked for that he did not supply. If I needed it, he supplied it. And then there have been many times when there were things I just wanted. I just wanted these things, and he went on and he supplied them for me. And so I've learned over the years, it does not matter about a job. It does not matter who or whatever. If you have faith and you're obedient unto him and you have love for his people and you're not sitting around just thinking about you and how am I going to do this? And No. You're thinking about others, and, Lord, how am I going to do this so Miss Jones or Mr. Brown electric can be paid? Lord, how am I going to help this family to get their house note money up? Lord, the lady out there in the hospital, she don't have no family. God, I ain't got no gas. I need some gas money to get out there, Lord, so she can know somebody's here for her. And when she come home from the hospital, she don't have still anything to worry about. When it's like that, God will move for you. You don't need a 9-to-5. What you need is a 24-hour. That's what you need, round the clock. 2 o'clock in the morning, you may have to get up to go do something for somebody. Uh-huh. Then later on that day, you got to go back out and do something else for somebody. So you keep the prayer wheel turning, and you keep obeying God at any cost. It does not matter. You just want to be a blessing to others, and God will do it for you. He will bless you. And when I tell you, I believe that this that I'm going at, I believe God is going to do it for me. Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I'm like the songwriter. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I don't work anywhere. And my, what they call this thing, retirement money has not kicked in. Uh-huh. I'm 55, and I don't have the retirement money just yet. But I believe in my heart that God is going to do more than supply retirement. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I believe that now.
Amen. Yeah, that's the kind of God we serve.
Yes.
He's faithful.
Yes.
Faithful is our God. There's a song that says, faithful. Faithful is our God. He is faithful.
Oh, he really is. And you know what
and
I
no
think
matter
about
what, God is faithful. A lot of times we find ourselves, you know, not being faithful. But
right.
God is always faithful. He will never, he just will never change.
Uh-uh.
If there's any changing, it's us.
Yes.
But God is faithful. He's just faithful.
Yeah.
You know, let me read this scripture here. Deuteronomy chapter 3. And verse 24, it says, O Lord God, thou hast begun to show thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy might?
Yes, ma'am.
What God is there?
Okay.
Okay. In heaven or in earth.
Amen.
That can do according to thy works and according to thy might. I can say that I found none. I don't know if you was on in the chat room when I said, what's his name, Vashawn Mitchell, one of those guys sings Nobody Greater, Nobody Greater, Nobody Greater Than You.
Yes.
There is nobody greater than God. He said, I searched all over. I couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. I still couldn't find nobody. You're never going to find anybody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you, Lord God. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. And I like to listen to the words of songs. You know, and some songs, they just, you know, don't do nothing for me. But that song, Nobody Greater, Nobody Greater Than You. And faithful is our God. He's faithful.
Yeah.
He's not going to change. And in the beginning, we played this song by James Cleveland. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
We played
see,
that.
You know what? Thinking on that thing, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened for the world, too.
Yes, he is.
Now, they may not understand it, but he's the best thing that ever happened to them without them even realizing it. Because
amen.
When I was yet a sinner, he yet died for me.
Yes, he did.
So while the world is yet sinning, Christ has died for them. It's just our choice to receive him or not.
Yes.
Yeah, but he's the best thing that ever happened to any
that's
of
right.
us, whether we received him or not.
That's right. For God, what? So loved the world? That he gave his only begotten son. And I said this earlier in the broadcast, too. There's some people that are on my Facebook page, and I see them sometimes, and they be right, oh, baby Jesus. He ain't no baby no more.
Oh, he's not.
And I'm glad he's not a baby anymore, because if he was still a baby, that means he ain't went to the cross yet and died for my sins. Excuse me, hello.
Amen.
I'm calling baby Jesus. He's not
ain't
a baby.
No baby.
He done got up out that manger over 2,000 years ago. He up in heaven now, sitting at the right hand of power, interceding for you and for me. He ain't no baby. I will not address him as baby Jesus.
Oh, ma'am.
Because that means he ain't go to the cross yet. If he's still baby Jesus. Now, come on here with that foolishness.
Yep, many people think he's still laid up in a manger somewhere.
He ain't up in no manger. Why are you going to keep him in the manger?
Mm-mm. He's alive and well.
And he interceded for me. He already went to the cross, glory to God. He went to the cross, and he conquered hell, death, and the grave. He went there, and he did what he had to do. He took my sin upon him, my sin, my filthy, dirty self. He took that upon himself so that I might have the right to the tree of life.
Amen.
Everybody not going to believe Jesus, but guess what? If you don't believe Jesus, that's on you. I believe him. I know what he's done for me, okay? You don't know what he's done for me, but I know what he's done for me. He gave me victory. That's another song.
Hallelujah.
I love him. I love him because, you know what, I have passed from just wanting Jesus just so I don't go to hell.
Damn.
Okay? I've passed that stage in my life where I just want Jesus so I don't have to go to hell. And my husband teaches on that a lot. He says, are you just saying that, you know, Jesus is your Lord so you don't go to hell? I've passed that stage in my life. That I just want Jesus so I can escape hell. Guess what? He knows our heart anyway. I love him. I'm learning to love him more and more. I'm learning to appreciate his sacrifice on that cross for me more and more and more. I'm learning to appreciate God's love for me more and more and more because I was filthy. I was stinking.
Man.
The other song says, I was a wretch undone.
Yeah.
Wicked? Yes, I was wicked. I thought I was doing something when I was out there in the world. I thought I was all that, a bag of chips, some ice cream, and all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't know is that I was wretched. I was stinking. I was filthy until somebody introduced me to the man named Jesus, to the Son of God named Jesus. Somebody introduced me to him, and I thank God that they did because I could still be out there a wretch undone. Living in a world of sin. Perfect? No. But saved? Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I don't let people label me. You're a sinner saved by grace. No, I was a sinner.
Okay.
I was a sinner. Like Paul said, the chiefest of sinners. I was the chief sinner.
Uh-huh.
Yes, when I was out there, I was doing it right. I was doing it right for the devil.
Mm-hmm.
On my way to hell in the handbasket. Yes, I was on my way right there. But one day, when it was my time, I came in. God called me. I couldn't have came in except he drew me, and he drew me. And when he drew me, I answered his call.
Amen.
But it wasn't nothing of my own accord, because if it was left up to me, Teresa'd still be out there. I guess. I don't know if I'd still be out there. Somebody might have got me by now. I don't know.
Okay.
Because I was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but
was
thank
I.
God for the blood of Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I
yes.
thank God. For the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, Lord have mercy. I don't even want to think about it.
All right.
But like you said, Evangelist Mac, he died for the whole world.
Yes, he did.
The whole world.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to accept him. The whole world doesn't want to accept him. We'd rather go to you know, other religions. Even,
yeah.
you know, like, come on. What has Muhammad done for you? I mean, what, did he heal you when you got sick?
Uh-uh.
And you call Muhammad right now. If you do, what he going to do?
Not a thing.
What can Muhammad do? Did Muhammad go to the cross for you?
No, Muhammad died. He
didn't come back, did he?
Yeah, the one they talk about over here, Elijah Muhammad, he died.
Elijah Muhammad, all the Muhammads.
Mm-hmm.
The Muhammads they got now, Buddha, Confucius, even the Pope, all these people going to die.
Yep.
And ain't none of them went to the cross. They ain't going for me. I ain't read in no books that they went for anybody else. Dead and Grace, Bishop McCullough, they still waiting for him to come back. He ain't coming back. It ain't going to happen. But the true and living God, the Son
yeah.
of the true and living God, glory to God. The Son came to set me free. He came to set me free, you free, the world free. And the only
Amen.
People that's going to be free is the people that accept the fact that that's what he came here and done.
Yep.
So, you know. Honey, you stay on the phone? You know Evangelist Barbara Max on the phone.
Hello?
Amen. Hello, Pastor Dale. I see her in there this evening. God bless you.
Hi, Evangelist Max.
Good evening, Bishop. How are you?
Oh, blessed. Glad you're on tonight.
I'm doing good, Bishop. I hope to have a great testimony for you by Friday.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that testimony.
I'm not saying
nothing
until God gets done. And once God completed, then I'm going to share it with everybody.
Oh, won't that be a wonder? I'm gonna tune in. I'm going to tune in on Friday in particular. Good word.
I know right now.
I know it's
going to
be a great
right
word.
Now. Yeah, Lord, God is good. God is good.
Yes.
And he, Jesus, is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah,
that's
he's
right.
the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah,
as Tremaine Hawkins says, he's changed my whole life. Oh, yes, he has. Changed my whole life. I had no idea my life would go this way.
Hey.
And when I tell you there's nothing out there that I want in the world, there's nothing out there that I need or that I want. Because when I accepted him, I had a well-made-up mind, and he fulfilled me. And whatever I need today, I go to him, and he's the supplier. Because, see, many times I don't really know what I need. I think I know what I need, but I don't really know. But
right.
because he made me, hallelujah, Jesus. He knows how many hairs are on my head when I go to him. He fixes it all just for me. All just for me, hallelujah.
Yes. just for me. There's a song, an old song that used to be called.
Lord, just for me. When you start passing our blessings, Lord, have one just for me. I feel the Spirit of the Lord move. Oh, just for me. Yeah, I remember that. That's a very old song.
Yes, it
but
is.
That's what I do. I call them oldest but goodies.
Yes, that's what they are. That's what they
uh-huh.
are.
And I play them, and I meditate on the goodness of the Lord, and I just get blessed by it.
Yes,
yeah.
Amen. You know, that's what we're going to be doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays for about an hour a day, on an hour on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We're just going to play some songs.
Ooh, wonderful.
Yes, we just want to play songs, and they're going to be songs that are uplifting Jesus. Not just something that's got a beat to it to make you feel good, but it's going to be saying, like, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah.
You know, thinking about that song, it's a Nobody Greater Than You. Jesus is the Answer by Andre Crouch. Jesus is the answer
for the world today.
A little bit of that for you right now. Jesus is the answer.
Jesus is the way. Oh, yeah, I like all of that.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of
Jesus.
There's salvation in the name of
Jesus.
The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rosa Sharon. Oh, that's the reason I say that.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some caution in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way.
Think the sun won't die. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything He promised, He would do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus.
Right now.
what I'm talking about right there. He's the only way. He said Jesus is the way, but he's the only way. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, well, y'all got anything else to say, Bishop Scott, Teresa? I mean, Teresa, Lord help me. What's your name? Evangelist Barbara Mack.
Okay, now I'm going to have to come to Philadelphia and straighten it out over there, I see.
If that will get you here, then come right along then.
All right, this is what I know today. I know that if we can trust and just don't doubt, let it go and let God work it out for us. I'm a living witness. He will work this thing out. And it will be worked out on time, every time. But where our problem come in is we so want it so bad, and we don't really believe God. But if we'll let it go, because what I do is I let go. I don't keep harping on it, keep messing with it. The thought will come to me, and I say, well, Lord, I trust you. I trust you, and I keep going. And God show up, and when he show up, it's him that shows completely out over and over and over again. Let me tell you something. Beginning of this year, God started off blessing me so. I almost wanted to say, well, what is going on? But I already know. I began to sing songs, and two songs God gave me. The number one song is I Believe by John P. Key. And when it says he'll do just what he said, when that part comes, my goodness, I give it to the Lord.
Yes.
And then there's another one by Norman Hutchins that says, it's your season to be blessed.
It's your season.
Oh, yeah, to be blessed. Yeah, he made some promises, and I passed the test. So now he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pull me out a blessing. It's my season to be blessed.
Well,
yeah. And see, I know this for myself. When you work unto him, he's never going to owe you anything.
No.
He just will not do it. He will not do it. He will not do it. If you tell him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and you mean that from your heart, God will bless you. He won't even owe you for praising him. He blessed you for praising him. And I'm just grateful.
He blessed us for praising him.
Yeah, I'm grateful unto him this evening.
Hallelujah.
Because without him, I already know I cannot do anything. Not without Almighty God.
Not a thing.
Not nothing. And so
none of us can if we tell the truth.
Yeah. And see, that's another thing. God honors the truth.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he honors the truth because he's the way, the truth, and the life. And see, many times we want to give more to everything else than we give to him. But as I often say, wherever your treasures are, this is where your heart is going to be.
That's right.
And if he's not your treasure, your heart will not be on him. Your heart will be on everything else.
Amen.
Yeah. And if we'll learn the practice, rehearse, walking in the spirit as often as we can, we won't fulfill the lust of our flesh.
Uh-oh.
We'll find ourselves praying the right prayers,
mm-hmm.
prayers that God can hear and answer. Because many times we're praying, but we're not praying the prayers that he can hear and that he can answer.
Amen.
Because what we want is we want him to give us what make us look good, what make us look right. We're not really considerate of other people. I pray the prayer of faith for preachers everywhere that's preaching in obedience unto him and who have love for his people. Because all preachers don't really have love for people.
But
my Lord.
So those that are preaching in obedience and in the name of Jesus, and because they love the people and they want the people to be blessed. This is who I pray for. I pray for intercessory prayer people praying for others in the name of Jesus. I pray for Israel and Jerusalem.
Yes.
I pray for widowers and bereaved families. See, because we can't just have our mind on our stuff and Lord, save somebody and God, remember the unsaved. Let me tell you something. I saw this. There are not too many people that I talk to who has not heard of Jesus.
Mm.
I don't know too many people that haven't heard about him.
Mm.
Yeah. So when I speak to them, they know what I'm talking about. Now, many want to act like I don't know. And the Lord will let me know they know more than you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Say this. And when I say certain things, they want to take over the conversation. I said, but I thought you did not know. Oh, I know about this and this and this. And the Lord let me know they know about that and that and that, too. Yeah, they're no fools. And especially if you in America and you have not heard of Jesus, come on now, something is wrong somewhere. Yeah, I can understand if you come from an atheist family or something like that, okay, I can go for that. But I don't know too many American people who don't believe in church and who don't believe in God. It's not too many of them now. Other countries or some Americans have been around these people and they want an excuse. So they'll use believe in God. But you let something dramatic happen. And we'll see who they call on. And when they call on him, they mean that thing.
Uh-huh. Because
they need his help right then and right there. So I mainly minister to those. See, because this is what God sent me to do. He sent me to remind people of who he is, what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he will do. That cover everybody. Because you got some saints who don't remember. The word of God says when the enemy come in on us like a flood, then it's God that will raise a standard. So that let me know that even the saved, even the saints of God sometimes forget. But
yes,
God sent me along to remind. And after I do what he says do, he pick it up and he do what he got to do with the person and in the person and for the person.
Yeah.
But Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I'm excited about that thing right now. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I'm excited right now, and I just thank God. I thank God because he's on my side in spite of me, and every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me over and over and over again.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, all I can do is tell him thank you tonight. So I just wanted to call in and run my mouth a little bit, and I'm glad to see Pastor Dale over in the chat room this evening. It's been a while, Pastor Dale. Come by one morning and encourage the people. You don't need no invitation, Pastor Dale. Just come on through.
Come on.
Hallelujah. She said, whatever your desire, he will give it to you. So when you desire him, you're set for life in the natural and the spiritual. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. That's wonderful.
Amen. So I know that's the truth.
Back over to you, Evangelist Scott, because you know preachers from Florida is long-winded.
Lord have mercy. Some long-winded Florida preachers, but that's okay because the Philadelphia preachers is long-winded too.
Ow.
But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right.
Yes,
glory
indeed.
To God. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor Dale, for coming by this evening and Evangelist Mac. We can't wait for Friday because we know that's going to be a testimony of testimonies, but I thank God for that testimony already being done. That is already a testimony. It's already done, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, because you know what? God is just God, and he just blows our minds sometimes. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I know he blows mine sometimes. I know he blows y'all sometimes, too. Yes.
Yeah.
33, Psalm 33:1 says, rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright.
Hallelujah.
Praise is comely.
Oh, was that a song?
No.
Oh.
One.
You was getting ready to make a song. That's okay.
You ready
to do it? That's all right, honey. Sing. Just sing if you want to sing.
Got it.
You want to sing?
Not right now.
I didn't know. That song, Jesus is the Answer, we used to sing that song when I was a young girl.
Oh, my, it's been a while.
In the church choir. You want to know what?
Anybody. I heard, Bishop.
Hey, that is right, man.
I heard you, Bishop. Fool the weather.
Yeah. Y'all too. We get y'all your own show on Blog TV.
Song, now this song right here comes to my mind right here.
There you go.
My. Yes, sir. A song comes to my mind. The song went right away. Oh, what a song! I was gonna sing this song for you.
I wanted you to sing it.
Lord, bring it back to me.
Please bring it back, Lord.
I can't think of it. It went right away, but it'll come back. It'll come back. I believe it. I believe it'll come back. But I know this. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah.
Have you ever heard this song? I know you have, but listen.
Uh-oh.
I woke up early this morning. My heart was beating right on time. I said, Lord, I truly thank you for opening up his eyes and mine. Then I went over to my window, and while looking through the shade, once again I had to tell him, thank you, Lord, for letting me see another day. Now the sun was bright and shining, the wind was blowing not too strong, in a treetop just a few feet away, where Robin sang a song. I don't know what he was saying, pretty soon he was on his way. Who could say he wasn't being grateful? Just saying thank you for another day. Everybody ought to praise his name. Be thankful and praise his name. Everybody ought to praise his name. Yeah, yeah, cause if we're Robin said thank you, you can do it too.
All right.
Praise his name. I love that song. Everybody ought to praise his name. Amen. Barbara Mack?
Yes, ma'am.
You like that song?
Oh, I love that one. I love that one.
Everybody ought to praise his name. Because if the Robin can say thank you,
we can.
We can do.
We can do it too. you can do it too. That's what he said. If a robin can say thank you, we can do it too.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't want the rocks crying out of my place.
I don't want the robin crying out of my place.
Either. I
want to cry out in my own spot.
There you go.
Oh, that's right, huh?
Yeah.
I know if he could take care of the fowls in the air, I know he could take care of us, and he's taking care of us.
Yes,
over and over again.
Much to thank God for. We got much to thank him for. Hallelujah. If we just look back
Amen.
Over our lives and really think about what God has done for us, we got enough to praise him for until we leave this earth. Yes, we do.
Amen. This is what the songwriter said. When I look back over my life, I've seen things all over.
Mm-hmm.
I can truly say he's been with me all the way. I've got a testimony. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Great testimony. Unto Almighty God, he's been good to me, been good to me. Yeah, Lord.
Oh, he's been good to me. Singing that song every Sunday.
Okay.
Practically in church, I got a testimony. Lord, have mercy.
Yes,
everybody. Oh, she had to sing that song.
Yeah,
so
women,
I got tired of singing it, but you know what? I talk about it now because I do have a testimony.
Amen.
You know, as you look back over your life, you think things over. Look, I can say I've been blessed, even in times when I didn't think I was blessed.
Okay.
I know that I was blessed. Amen. Honey, you have anything you want to say?
Amen. That's all I got to say.
That's all you have to say?
Amen and praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. You have anything you want to sing?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Anything you want to sing?
Not really.
Okay.
I done sang out now.
You done sang out now?
I done sang it out.
Well, guess what? Thank you, Pastor Dale, for joining us on tonight. Thank you, Evangelist Mac, for joining us on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. So what we're going to do is, because I don't really have anything else to say. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this last song.
All right.
Go out and we're going to pray that the Lord bring us back here on tomorrow. We're going to play some songs. It's going to be all music. Unless the Lord give us something to say in between, but it's only going to be for an hour. Because we have Bible study tomorrow night at 7 p.m. with none other than Bishop Gerald Scott.
Thank you.
We also have Sunday service here. He calls it midday service that we have here on Sundays at noon.
Amen.
Anybody's listening, if anybody's listening in archives, and if you're in the Philadelphia area or the tri-state area, we invite you to join us on Tuesday nights and on Sundays at 12 noon for a short enough word from the Lord. Amen.
Amen. So,
amen,
Evangelist
Scott. During my husband, Bishop Gerald William Scott.
All right. So when y'all do Bible study, Evangelist Scott, y'all doing it online?
Actually, I thought about that, and I have to actually, we did one on, what do you call it, Blog TV several months ago, but now that we have the web camera thing on the computer, we can start back to doing that.
Okay.
Blog TV, you can only do it for an hour, right?
No.
For a half hour.
If it's free, but if you pay, I think it's $19 or $12 to get like a premium account on there, then you can do it as long as you want to. You can be on there all day and all night if you need to be.
Oh, really?
I got to take a look at that.
Okay.
I think you pay that $19. I think it's $19, and it's for the whole year.
For the whole year for Blog TV or Spreaker?
On Blog TV. It may be $14. I can't remember. You know, I've got so much going on. But it's one of them to get that the pro account on Blog TV. And it's not that much. It's around $20 or so. And, you pay that. That's for the whole year. And you can stay on as long as you need to. But before I paid my pro fee, I stayed on Blog TV as long as I wanted to. It never cut me off.
I know you can stay on Blog TV forever and a day, but I'm talking about as far as the recording part.
Oh, okay, yeah, I see what you're saying now. I forgot about that. Yeah, you need that pro account.
Okay.
and you can keep recording it. But see, what I don't really do a lot of recording on Blog TV because I do Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio. But if you begin to do it, you're going to build up, and you'll have those faithful ones who come every Wednesday to Bible study. If you're there doing a prayer service on Friday, they'll be there. If you're there on Sunday, they'll be there too. And they will bring others with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we really should look in because he I really think that he should be on Blog TV or somewhere.
And then what I can also do is I can ask Brother Demetrius if he can come over and fix your show like he did mine, so all that riffraff is not coming in there.
Oh, okay, because the riffraff, I know how they was coming in there acting crazy on your show.
Yeah, they was trying to disturb and distract, but Brother Demetrius, he did something, and that stopped all of that. Plus, they was in there the other day, and I asked them, you know, can we all get along in here? And I told the people who was accusing, you know, y'all trolls, I told them, don't do that in here.
Uh-huh.
The trolls are welcome here. They got a soul to be saved, too.
Well, the trolls got souls.
Yeah, and that word is sharper than any two-edged sword. So if God is drawing them, he may be drawing them right there. And y'all leave them alone so they can be drawn unto him and not unto you. And
ooh,
we call it a day.
That's it.
And it's
like
all right. But I'm going to go because I know y'all got to go. And I'm going to be tuning in for that, getting tuned up for that. So on Wednesday, I can sit in and listen.
Tuesdays, honey, Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays, my bad.
Yes.
On Tuesdays. And y'all might want to announce it in the morning. Announce it in the morning that you'll be on Blog TV on Tuesdays, whatever Eastern Standard Time, so the people know, so they can come in and tune in, and we all listen to Bishop teach that Bible study.
Amen. I'll do that too. And we got to figure out how to get it set up so that the camera, you know what I mean, just so the camera can be on him because he doesn't move because he in his wheelchair, but he doesn't move, but God got to work that. We're going to get it together.
We'll start tomorrow morning.
All right.
Try to do a preview.
Yeah.
What to do.
All right.
When the evening time comes, we'll know exactly what to do. Go right into it without any glitches.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll do that. We'll start that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. So
we're
going to play this song and Bishop, you want to pray us out? Because when we play the song, then we're just going to go out.
Okay. Oh, gracious Father and our God, we thank you for this another opportunity to come and to worship and to praise your holy name, to laugh and to be sharing with one another in a jovial way as well. We thank you, Lord, for my wife, for Evangelist Mack, for all of those that were in the chat room, those that were in the studio, and those that will be listening later in the archives. We ask that you'll continue to walk with us, lead us, guide us, direct us every step of the way. We trust in you, Lord, for you've never failed us. If there's ever been shortcoming, it's never been in you, but it's always been in us. But you know, Lord, you've prepared us for a great work. May we stand ready to do that work right now in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach. And now, Lord, we ask that you'll just bless the talk show and the blog radio shows that are coming on in the morning and in the evenings, Lord, blessing people, changing people, turning people away from the world and into you. Lord, I ask you, you'll continue to strengthen all the hosts and hostesses that are doing a great work in your divine name, Lord. Bless them, strengthen them, anoint them, Lord, to do even the more, that their programs reach even further than they are right now, Lord, and that people may be changed, not just for a moment, but forever, so that they may rest with you forevermore. Now, Lord, bless us. Keep us and provide us with your increase through your Holy Spirit. In the name of your Son, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And amen again. Hallelujah. God bless y'all. God bless you, Pastor Dale. Y'all have
tomorrow
a wonderful
morning.
All right.
He's in the morning. 7 to 9 a.m.
Yes.
All right, y'all have a blessed evening.
Okay, now, same to you, Brandon's man.
Okay, good night.
All right, everybody, do me a favor. Put your hands together just like this. What y'all doing over there? fine.